You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in.
And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been?
Are you giving your 10%?
Mechanism today.
Where'd you go?
It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything.
And it won't even mean in that sarcastic, you know, that little dismissive way where it's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I legitimately understand that you are correct. I should probably see a doctor, but I'm not going to, because doctors are the enemies, and they make you go to a second location before you can finally get a doctor, and it's just like, I just want you to take your pad out and give me some drugs. All I want is doctors are great ways to acquire drugs.
Yeah.
And I hate that there's gatekeepers like that. Ooh, you got a medical degree, so you think you know what medications might work for me better than I do? Come on now.
Doctors,
it's my body.
So there are some doctors I think it's more pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
So pharmacists' job is to dole out medication. But if you're on certain types of medication, they will make it known that you're below them.
Yeah. I mean, pharmacists get paid like $112,000 a year to work at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty badass.
I know.
I remember when I worked at Shoppers Drug Mart, I made like $9.97
an hour.
You worked
at Shoppers Drug Mart?
No. I never did, but if I did, it would have been back in a day when minimum wage was like $9.97.
Yeah.
And I would have made $9.97 an hour being a shopper clerk lady at Shoppers. Been a register girl. You could say that still, right? Register girl?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. It is now because I said it. And therefore, it's a thing. So, yeah, we dropped you right in the middle of an episode of Two Princes on CKW 95.9.
I'm a registered girl offender.
Oh,
because
no.
I really offend every woman I talk to.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike is so offensive. He's cute as a button and very respectful, but so offensive.
Yeah.
Which is it's crazy the way you can walk that line.
I know.
You're like Johnny Cash that way.
Yeah. All I was talking about was just how I like the color of their skirt, but you're not supposed to say that.
No,
so.
No, skirt color is off bounds. Off bounds are skirt colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I finally saw One Battle After Another.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
So good.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not as ridiculous as Everything Everywhere All at Once, but like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's an incredible film.
It's a great film. Yeah. It's truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the first hour was was a little long. Like, I didn't care about Beverly Hills Perdicia that much. The mom who left them all alone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care that much about her. They could have not spent an hour on that. And I would have been happy. But, you know.
She's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's badass.
Yeah.
They're all badass.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I like the
I like the way Sean Penn walks.
He's amazing in that movie.
His walk is incredible.
How did he walk?
Just like very much like he had something like very, he was on a mission.
He was
walking fast. He was bending his knees a lot and not moving his waist at all.
His clothes were so tight.
His clothes were so tight, and he wasn't gay, it turned out. He made a point of saying that.
Oh, yes. I liked how serious these guys were, and then their name of their club was like the Christmas
Adventurers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way that movie went.
Yeah, it was really good. What else have you been up to?
Oh, not much. I did some virtual golfing.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think the virtual golf is much more accurate than my real golfing.
Oh.
Because, like, at driving ranges, it always, like, if I'm to trust the signs mm-hmm. that are there, I'm really good at driving balls.
At a driving range?
At a driving range.
How far do you go?
Like, I've hit, like, 250 signs.
That's awesome.
But then I was doing the same thing today at virtual golf, and the same shot, I'm getting, like, 80. And I'm like, maybe, I think they might measure the driving range in feet, is my guess at this point. Whereas in the virtual golf in CR, like, I don't, like, because it definitely makes much more sense that I be driving, like, 80 yards, which is about 240 feet. That makes more sense based on how often I golf and how good I should be.
80 yards with a driver?
Yeah.
No, you would hit it further than that.
I don't know. Tell that to the tee box on Keenly side, where you can get a $27 quesadilla, no sides.
$27 quesadilla?
The food prices there were ridiculous.
Was it good?
We didn't partake in the food.
Like, they had a $27 quesadilla.
Yeah, I'm sure it was garbage.
Like, was it the size of a large steering wheel?
It better be. But I doubt it.
Like, not a regular steering wheel. Like, the kind of steering wheel you have on, like, a boat that's, like, a customized steering wheel. Like, the big kahuna boat.
Yeah, the comedically oversized ones. Yeah, no, it was just, as far as I know, it was probably just your regular, ordinary quesadilla, which is usually a half quesadilla. Unless they're the ones you use, you know, the two. Instead of, it's weird, like, what I remember quesadillas being, you have one tortilla, mm-hmm. you top the things, you put another quesadilla on, mm-hmm. or another tortilla on, and that's your quesadilla. And then all of a sudden, I came out here, and fold. It's like, yeah, the fold. Has that always been a thing?
I mean, if you're doing a fold, it should be like $9.
Yeah, that's like a half quesadilla. That's not even a quesadilla.
It's much easier to make it like that, yeah. I think.
I mean, as someone who can't fold anything well, I would find that much more difficult.
I can fold myself in half when I listen to Limp Bizkit.
You gotta fold yourself in half when you listen to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
If you're not folding yourself in half, are you
there's a mouse.
Limp Bizkit? Ah,
there's a mouse Freddy. That lives in here.
I'm sorry, a wheelchair dad.
Yeah, I knew. That's what I came up with.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Thank you.
That name stuck. He's...
I don't know. You didn't respond, so I thought you were offended for some reason.
No.
It's just funny how, like, I think things should only be considered offensive if someone's trying to be mean.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if I were saying, like, like, I don't know, if somehow I, like, referenced something to do with disabilities and made it, like, mean, you know, and called the mouse that, I can't really think of anything right now.
Yeah.
You know, then yeah. But, like, I'm thinking somebody could be offended by me using the word wheelchair. But, like, who? Why? Why am I thinking that?
Well, because you are aware that in this day and age, everyone's going to find a reason to get offended. We are all on all sides, we're all just dying to get offended. Because nothing feels as good as righteous indignation.
Mm.
Nothing feels as good as being offended by what somebody says.
Mm.
Like, we warn people about triggers, but the entire time, we really want people to trigger us.
When you have a trigger warning, it's just going to make people want to read the thing.
Yeah, whenever I see CW, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Unless it's about hampers.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a documentary, and then there was like a 45-minute section that was just talking about the origin of hampers. And, like, I was offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have been warned, because then I just wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, well, dirty laundry is a... When I was 5, I was thrown in a dryer.
Really?
Yeah. Because I climbed in a laundry hamper at the laundromat while my mom was switching over, and she just...
How long were you in there?
A good 3 spins.
Oh, just...
Yeah.
And then you went... Grr, grr.
Yeah, and then finally my mom was like, oh, there you are.
I love that for you.
I love that for me, too.
Yeah.
I learned something that day and forgot most of everything else. And some say that's how I became the man I am today. It's funny how you're built upon in a lifetime of experiences.
Yeah.
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 Do you ever find that the people who insist that you have a conversation are the same people you just would rather not talk to?
Hmm.
That's what I'm noticing.
I mean, okay, there are sometimes when, like, there's this feeling I get sometimes when there's, like, a person that I'm supposed to talk to, but I don't really want to because there's going to be some discomfort
mm-hmm.
that's going to help me get somewhere
mm-hmm.
and maybe them as well. And, like, we're going to come to some kind of growth together.
Yeah.
And those – sometimes I avoid talking to those people
mm-hmm.
because I just want everything to be – I just want to, like, sit in my shit and, like, be comfortable and not have to – talk about serious stuff, but mm-hmm. then like some people are there for those kinds of cathartic conversations. And once I actually, and then half the time I talk to that person and it's not even a big deal. We didn't even talk about anything important. It was just, they're someone that I can confide in or whatever. Yeah. So that kind of thing I avoid sometimes, but then eventually, like, if it's someone that I want to talk to, it'll end up happening.
Yeah.
But like, most of the time. But like, there are those people that like, I think they're like therapists or something.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so. And just people who think that everyone, you know, that everything needs to get talked out or all opinions must be shared and you need to have a constructive conversation and work through your disagreements.
Oh, I think that's important.
But it's like, it's never someone who I feel like there's any value in.
In the conversation?
In the conversation. It's like, I could go my whole life without ever talking about this.
Well, I think some people have a voyeuristic approach.
You're not going to bring me any closer to a.
Yeah.
An accord.
Well, like, I think some people have, like, a voyeuristic approach about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, when I was canvassing, I was talking to someone, actually, I think they lived on one of these, like, on one of the streets in, like, the West Broadway area. And, like, yeah, they really, like, I don't know, sometimes, I think they were, like, stoned or drunk or something, and they really wanted to, like, talk to me about, like, it felt like they wanted to, like, reach into my soul and, like, get to the bottom of my struggles, even though I didn't really give them anything to indicate I was struggling, you know? And, like, for the record, I often struggle. Like, my brain doesn't like me very much.
Well, you're probably, like, this is when you're working for the Wilderness Committee?
Yeah.
So you're going door-to-door asking people for change. I mean...
Hey, sometimes people give me a lot more than change, okay?
Yeah.
yeah. I have a hard time distinguishing between that. Like, do I not want to talk to this person because it's making me uncomfortable and I should talk to them because it could reveal something that I need to reveal? Or are they just, like, voyeuristic about people's problems?
Yeah.
You know?
They just want to know your soul, baby. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
They walk to the door and they're like, man, what's got a load of this guy? What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
And so then he came
in. What's wrong with this person doing a door-to-door job?
And then so they found the most polite way to say, hey, buddy, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Did you guys have a long talk or did you?
Not really.
No, you didn't.
I kind of got out of there.
Yeah, did you gray rock him?
What does that mean?
That's where you, if somebody's getting upset, like obsessing a bit and getting too much with you, or like, it's a way to handle narcissists who are like, you know, doing the thing. If they just keep bothering you, you be as boring as possible, like a gray rock, and then they lose interest.
Okay.
Everyone I talk to, I mean, I'm in a stage where people are gray rocking me a lot, which is great.
They're boring on purpose.
Yeah, or they're just boring. You know, maybe people are just boring. And I think it's this thing that they think that I'm obsessed with them. And so they're just trying to be boring to get me to stop talking to them. And it's working.
Right.
But maybe they're just boring. And I, you know, in the one or two other conversations I had before, I didn't see that. So they're probably, I just know boring people, let's be real. One or two conversations is not obsessing. There's nothing wrong with me.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We're the Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
I mean.
Oh my gosh! We'll talk to you later.
Been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a low on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy getting
Okay, let's do that again.
Hi, welcome back to the Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
And we're back, and we are who we say we are, and life is good again. You can rest easy knowing that honesty prevailed, and life can finally start over. Because if you're out there living a lie, and even if that lie is just that for a brief moment in time, I was Micah, and he was...
I was Chris.
There you go. Now the universe has rewritten itself, and you know what? You can... Up is down. Sorry, up is up. Down is down. Left is left. Right is right. Unless you're facing the opposite direction, because if you're facing me, my left is your right. Am I right?
Yeah.
I am. And, it's nice to live a good, simple, honest life and, you know, just take everything as it comes, you know? It's a lot easier to just be honest than it is to keep track of all your lies.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. There are people out there that have like three families.
Yeah.
I think some people really enjoy that, though.
People who, there's people who really like their one family, which it's like... Like, if there's one thing I could avoid for the rest of my life, it's my family.
But I think that's, like, a weird competition some people are in with themselves. Like, to see how many things they can juggle and unbeknownst to the other things, you know, have them going. And if everybody found out, it would be really bad. But they just keep it going. And it's, like, this weird competition they're in with themselves.
Yeah.
And then some people just have, like, six wives.
Yeah, which is great.
And if you've seen Seeking Brother Husband, it works for girls, too.
Wow. But, like, which... Oh, I guess it wouldn't be a religion. Because it's going to say which religion or culture it promotes.
I don't know. Some of the people I work with, we're talking about having multiple wives. Yeah. I don't know if they were joking. They're from, like, Eritrea.
Oh, yeah, then they probably...
He might have been joking. I wasn't sure, though. Do some of those...
I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, like, traditional...
It's more common outside of Quaker religions.
Are we a Quaker religion?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Christians or Quaker?
Quakers were Christians, yeah. Very hard, fundamentalist Christian.
Huh.
Yeah, Puritans. Puritans.
You know that Ethiopia has 13 months? And wild. They're in 2017.
Wild.
No, it's true, though.
So they're always... So, you know, it's not our fault, then, that they're so far behind.
Yeah.
We used to think that... I used to think, like, because there are children in Africa, and I was like, how can this be that there are children in Africa? I see it on the TV, all these children in Africa.
Well, it's like, because they're
7 years behind.
They're 7 years behind, so they haven't grown up yet.
Yeah.
So there's children in Africa.
So there's children in Africa, and it's just like, I was always like, how? But now I know, because they have an extra month every year. Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Just get with the times. Get with the times. New Roman.
Times New Roman?
Favorite font, baby. Can you imagine if Times New Roman was a person's favorite font?
I think, sir, I think, okay, that could be like post-ironic or something.
Yeah.
Like getting to the point where it's just boring again for, on purpose because it's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, yeah, like... These helixing hats, like, is that... What's up with that?
That's...
I wanted to talk about this today, so I just kind of transitioned from Times New Roman.
It's too cold to non-helix.
It's too cold to helix.
Sorry, it's too cold to helix. Yeah, there are people everywhere still with...
They're just...
Hats helixed up the yin-yang, and it's just like...
Do you see it a lot?
I've seen it a few times, and it's like, man, it's cold.
I mean, I understand it looks like a very professional hat.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're ready to board a pirate ship.
It's a crab fisherman hat.
Yeah.
I blame Wes Anderson from the Bob Balaban movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The
Steve Aoki movie.
Yeah, it's a Steve Aoki in the Pirates of Nim.
Yeah.
Where he, like, yeah, he didn't jump on a birthday cake. He just jumped on a pile of crab hats.
Yeah. And then we all thought, cool, man, crab hats and pastel colors. It's where it's at.
So that was when did that come out? That was like 20 years ago?
Yeah, the timeline, it fits the timeline for sure.
So that was, yeah, oh, okay, yeah. But it seems like the helixing has been like really kind of going, it's had like micro dips, mm-hmm. but it's been going pretty strong for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I think we're in a stage of stasis where the same things, like the main staples are going to be the same. And then it's just going to be a new dance or something.
I just think most reasonable people don't feel the need to talk about how they hate helixing like we do.
Yeah.
But we're not reasonable.
No, we are so far beyond reason.
Most people just don't. Most people that don't like it just wear a normal hat.
Yeah. But I know I rebel by not even wearing a hat.
It's important to rebel.
Because sometimes I'm afraid that if I wear a normal hat, sometimes it might accidentally helix, and then I'd become everything I hate. Like, just it would roll up, you know?
It might just roll up.
Just might roll up, and it's not even my fault. Maybe it's not even their fault. Maybe they think that maybe they started wearing a hat and it just accidentally rolled up, and, you know, their gloves are on now, and it's hard to, you know, then you don't want to just sort of tug at your hat all, you know, inefficiently because you have gloves on. So then it's like, then you're stuck with the helix, and it's not even. At this point, it's like, you can't even do anything about it because you got your stupid gloves on. And don't get me wrong, I agree. People need gloves. Gloves aren't dumb.
Like, can you imagine if David Bowie helixed his hat?
Oh, man.
Like, his music wouldn't be as good.
No. Because
if he was the type of guy that was all of a sudden.
Either cover your ears or don't cover your ears. Don't go halfway. Do you think there was ever halfway with anything that David Bowie did? No. He went all the way. His ears were either completely covered, making stuff that was practically unlistenable, like Hunky Dory.
What? Or
I just picked an album.
That's a great album.
Is it?
Have you ever listened to it?
No. I just shied away from that. That's the one with Let's Dance, right?
No.
Oh, which one had Let's Dance?
Let's Dance is,
I hated that
is song. Let's Dance.
Oh.
That's from, like, 1984.
Okay, then he made Hunky Let's
Dory,
Dance.
Hunky Dory came out in, like, 1971.
Okay, what was
that's
on,
an incredible
what
album.
What was on Hunky Dory?
Changes.
Okay.
All You Pretty Things.
Oh, yeah, okay, it was a good album.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pick one. But, yeah, or he had his ears either completely covered and made Let's Dance, or he had his
he had no hat
and was making such classics as Hunky Dory and
Spiders from Mars, the Spider of Mars,
the Mars Spiders.
So yeah, it really comes down to that. I mean, if your identity is how you expose your
ear,
I just
really hate Let's Dance.
That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, even if I loved that song, I would be okay with that.
Okay.
Because it's just my opinion. And again, This thing about these hats, like, it is just my opinion.
Yeah.
It just happens to be an opinion.
The correct one.
It just happens to be an opinion that's shared by people that I like.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's like, that's the thing. Like, I'm identifying people by how they're wearing their hat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they think that their identity is their hat, or is that just me identifying them as the type of hat?
I think people go their entire lives unaware of what their identity truly is. Yeah. And they may not identify with their hat, but, like, unbeknownst to them, their hat has slowly
become their identity.
It's, like, the fibers in their hat seeped in through their skull. Because, like, that is so close.
Preach, brother.
And it wrapped the stray fibers, wrapped and intertwined throughout their brain and became their identity. It's not their fault, but it's true.
So the hat is like pulling on the dendrons and brain fibers?
Yeah, it's just, and they don't identify with it, but it is
And it's like it's literally making them think that Modest Mouse is the greatest band of all time.
Yeah.
They're not bad, actually.
They're not bad. They're quite good.
Yeah.
They're very good.
I think that was...
I'm a big Modest Mouse.
Yeah, they're really good. I don't know if Modest Mouse actually is a Helix band.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know... But they definitely... Their music is very much, like, half listened to.
Right.
Musically. Like, it's like oh, there's...
Like, your ears can only listen to half their music?
Well,
you can only expose, your ear.
How if am I modest, if mod, like the Modest Mouse has to make all sorts of different genred songs, like some full eared people can make an album that is just like has one idea,
mm-hmm.
one creative idea, and it's great because they use their whole ears. Whereas Modest Mouse has to use many different musical ideas and creative ideas on one album because every single one is only like half-eared.
Isn't it cool when there's variety though?
I love variety, but you know, it's sometimes it's out of necessity. Maybe in that instance, the fact that they wear a helixed hat helps them. Or maybe one could imagine how good their music could have been if they use their whole ear. Like, there's a world in which...
Are you saying they had a type of hat that was, like, half helixed, where it was partly covering their ear?
I mean, I think their ear was always... Yeah.
To fool him, she couldn't have made a word.
What do you think of when people put their ears underneath their baseball cap? As like as a grown up.
Like, people do that?
Yeah. I think it was popular in like 2010.
Like they wear a baseball hat and they tuck their ears under.
Yeah.
How? How big is their baseball cap?
It's a baggy hat.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
What's a total helix band?
Besides Helix? It's weird because the band Helix is not a Helix band.
I got a couple of guys on their road crew that are like original Helixers.
Okay.
Like those guys, like they're not doing it because they know, they're not doing it because they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like they're part of the road crew and they want to have a cap. And it's like a nice fitting hat that doesn't cover their ears.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like a true Helixer.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Okay.
And like, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people I know that decide to Helix that like, I can relate to.
Yeah.
If I were to disregard anybody that Helixes their hat, like that would be, I think, like a form of fascism from.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know, maybe.
And it's not even their fault. You said it's an infection.
Yeah. It's they did it once, and it just. Infected
and they brain. Were empowered. They're like a sea. They were at the Goodwill Club with a sea of Helixers.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the reason the Goodwill closed down is because of Helixing.
Mm-hmm.
It just got like everybody was just in there with their Helixed hats, and then it created this heat that just melted all the wires.
Yeah. And there's a strong correlation between Helixed hats and, like, drinking your craft beers in an alley that you've from a car that you've parked in the back lane.
Right, so they were just hanging out in the back, mostly. Yeah.
Or they're drinking black coffee.
They're hanging out in their car behind the show with Helixing hats, drinking black coffee.
Yeah. And it's affecting the bottom line. So, like, the venues are seeing all these people in here. But nobody's spending a dime. And it's like, because they all got their craft. Because, as good as the Goodwill was, their craft beer selection was low.
Oh, because, well, that was post-irony.
Yeah.
Post, like, people were drinking irony beers.
Irony beers.
That had lots of iron in them. And then they didn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
So they just went back to Pabst.
Yeah. And as soon as the Pabst went there, it had already gone under.
Remember when that place was called Pop Sodas?
Yes.
And then a car drove into it.
I know. I was so mad. I was
that place was cool.
Yeah.
You're going to have a show there?
I was supposed to have a show there, but then it
like, got run into.
Yeah, the guy was like, oh, I can't let that guy play a show here. I got to drive my car into it.
So you knew the guy that ran this car into the...
I wouldn't say I know him, but he clearly knew me.
So he was your... You know, I think you should appreciate it, though. I think it was like a number one fan situation.
Yeah.
Where you... He didn't even ask you, but like he needed you to play in his basement.
Yeah.
And instead of asking you, he just didn't think that could ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he drove into the one place that was going to let you play.
Yeah. The joke's on him now, because
you're playing everywhere all the time.
Everywhere all the time.
At once. We are two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. We'll be right back.
So I know I was talking about it last week, but like Haruki Murakami, man.
Oh, you're still reading that guy?
I just finished the book.
Which one is it called?
Kafka on the Shore.
Cool.
Read it.
Okay.
It's so good. You have Norwegian Wood, right?
Yeah.
You should read that because it's named after your favorite song.
It's not my favorite song. I really like it. I don't know if I have a favorite song. Does anybody actually have a favorite song? Most people that have a favorite song, it's like they get really enthusiastic about something for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is my favorite song. And then next year there'll be a different one.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
No. I don't think so.
It's too many to name.
Too many to name.
Started listening to 92 City FM again.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, sorry. I started listening to a different radio station that's not this one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not... What is the protocol for that? Are we allowed to...
Who cares?
Okay.
Nobody's worried about us promoting or telling people what other radio stations we listen to.
Anyways, I like rock and roll radio stations, but none of those stations are as good as CKUW 95.9 FM, home of the two princes.
Obviously. So what happened on that other station?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, was it good?
I don't know, I really like the part in the Another Brick in the Wall,
mm-hmm.
where he's like, you know that part?
Oh, yeah.
Psychopathic wives, 6,000 inches in their lives.
Yeah.
Remember that part?
Yeah.
That's what I got out of listening to that station.
Nice. That part of, yeah.
There's a baby out there.
I love babies. Babies are so cool because, like, they're so helpless.
Do you like Pink Floyd?
Yeah, they're all right.
I like how Roger Waters is, like, I think he's pretty good as a musician. Mm-hmm. Like, I think David Gilmour does way more in that band. I like how he's, like, aligned himself with a cause, and now everybody thinks he's a hero because he's just like angrily talking about a cause. And then you haven't seen any of this?
What, Dave? People think David?
No.
Roger Waters.
Roger Waters.
Do people think he's a hero?
A lot of people think he's great.
Because
like 5 years ago they didn't.
Okay, so I haven't noticed, but the world's coming around on Roger Waters. They're acknowledging that he was right all along. Waters was right all along. The last thing I read, he said that.
What did he say?
Oh, he said what everyone else has been thinking, which is, who really cares about Black Sabbath? That's the newest backlash against Roger Waters, is he recently said that he doesn't care about Black Sabbath or their lead singer guy. And because he's no longer with us, you can't say anything bad about it without people just going down your throat. And Sharon Osbourne went down his throat, and he was like, you know, I'll talk to Jack. I'd be very nice to Jack if he wanted to talk about it.
Jack
Osbourne, their kid? He's like, I don't hate the guy, but like, why are we worshiping the ground he walked on?
Is that what Roger Waters said?
Yeah, basically. He was just saying,
pretty cool.
His music was fine, which it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fine.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne also said that he thought Roger Waters was a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care that much. You know, if, like, I really do like Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
I think David Gilmour is probably the better musician in the band. And actually, the thing I like the most about Pink Floyd is the guitar solos.
Yeah.
But like if Roger Waters is an asshole, but their music is amazing, like I don't really care. I just think it's funny that, how somebody can align themselves with a cause and then be a hero. And 5 years ago, everybody thought he was a jerk
for the same cause.
Well, it's a little bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah. But. Like, yeah, his stance has never changed, and yet everyone's like, oh, yeah. You just need the world to come around, you know? The things that we think are so wrong right now are going to be proven right.
I mean,
COVID was a hoax.
The cause that we're talking about with Roger Waters is how he hates young blood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty simple.
Yeah, that everyone.
Because 5 years ago, he was hating on Youngblood.
Yeah, and people were like,
man, Youngblood's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he goes, 5 years from now, everyone's like, man, you're a hero because Youngblood's an idiot.
Yeah, and you knew all along, and we didn't. And we were so wrong about Youngblood. Please forgive us, Sir Roger Waters. I wonder when they're going to turn back on Morrissey. I can't wait for Morrissey to be universally loved again.
Why do people hate him?
He has similar thought patterns along the lines of a little more directly racist and extreme.
Isn't he just somebody who says a bunch of stuff once in a while?
Yeah.
And then, like, here's the thing. I've probably said 15 things today that if I wrote them on social media, people would get on my ass about it.
Yeah. But he says it on major publications.
I know. Keep that stuff to yourself.
He wears things at his shows that are offensive.
No, I'm not talking about being racist.
Or provocative.
I'm not talking. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking. Because now I'm in a public place.
Keep your racism to yourself.
I'm not talking about going around being racist.
Racism is perfect if I never have to hear. If you're racist and it's all on the inside and you never act or let anyone know about your racism, it's like, yeah, hate whoever you want.
Yeah.
If you're keeping it to yourself. I can't control you. You can't even control the way you feel about
it. I'm just saying,
this.
Everybody uses the occasional word that's a little bit discolored.
I mean, it was beyond that.
What was he saying?
He would use that word and then complain.
He was saying the N-word?
Probably. But then he'd also be complain about why people find, like, he'd say the N-word, and then he'd be like, I can't believe that all these people are upset that I said the N-word. And I was like,
Like, okay, so here's the thing. I think social media is incredibly annoying, and I think people should just shut up and stop getting on each other's case. But I also think, like, if you're going to be on there, you should have some discretion and just also just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a nice pictures place.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, yeah, sure, it's kind of annoying when people are like, this is the steak that I got at Earl's. But, like, that's nice for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to think. That's the kind of thing where I'll think about what I want to say, but I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, I really want to tell them to shut up about their steak.
Yeah.
Plus, like, it's Earl's. Like, I like Earl's, but, like, getting a steak at Earl's, I don't think that's, like, the place to show off a picture of it.
No.
Maybe if you go to, like, High's, which I think the keg's actually a bit better, but if you're at 529 Steakhouse.
Yeah, go to a steakhouse.
Then you post your picture of your steak. But if you're Earl's and you're like, this is my steak, you know, I'm going to think to myself, that's really annoying.
You go to Earl's, you take a picture of your waitress and be like, this is my waitress. That's what you do at Earl's.
Well, that's something that would not do well on social media.
I think it would go great.
Well, yeah, you'd have some. I mean, it would just open up a whole conversation. You'd have people saying, you're a misogynist. And then you'd have people saying, shut up, you woke piece of crap. And then you'd have people being like, that's a girl boss right there. And he's just, celebrating her class.
Her girl bossness.
And then it's like, but then we should just view it as a bunch of people saying stuff.
Mm.
And I think it's on us to not take any of it very seriously.
And I think everyone needs to take a step back and realize that every minute that they are on social media, on their phone, on their social media, they could be on their phone watching pornography and having a really great time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vast collection of feminist pornography out there nowadays that you should watch because it's really empowering. And it gets the job done. Sometimes.
Is it like let's explore this scenario. Feminist pornography. Like,
yeah.
What would that be?
I mean, I know it exists. It really exists. It does exist. I haven't seen any.
Hmm.
But I know it exists because I've seen articles about
it. I could maybe see a scenario where, like, they're making fun of those guys that call themselves feminists, but then it just turns into like a screw fest.
Yeah. It might be like, you know, the whole, you know, sex with the boss to keep the job, but instead of the girl, it's the guy.
Right. That's funny, though, because to me that's like, that actually opens up an interesting conversation, because this whole idea of being a girl boss, mm-hmm. like, that to me, that's not really feminism, because like, and yeah, I'm a dude talking about what I think feminism is. Sue me. I don't care. Like, to me, like, you know, you're like, I'm going to be the female version of the terrible white men that are holding everything back, holding everyone down.
Yeah.
You know? The whole, that's what girl boss culture is to me. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really seem like feminism.
I mean, it's...
But what do I know?
What do you know? Like, I'm sure feminists would love it if we became a matriarchy.
Yeah, but I think that if it were truly a matriarchy, it wouldn't be run... It wouldn't be run the same way.
Why not?
Because then you're not solving anything.
Is it about solving anything or about having the power?
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. I think it's about disengaging from power structures that are patriarchal in nature. But that would be what I would think feminism is.
Wouldn't the ultimate goal of feminism be to turn it completely? You engage with it now because obviously you don't have the power, which is why you have to engage in it. But I'm sure if you kept it going all the way, you would, if you took feminism to its ultra core, then we would want it to be a matriarchy.
Yeah, but I believe that a matriarchy wouldn't be run in the same way that a patriarchy is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I look at...
I don't know, have you seen the Barbie movie?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. They made those men feel low. You didn't like it? I thought it was the greatest movie ever.
I thought the first half was okay, and then it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can you not like the Barbie movie?
Because it wasn't very well written. And I was supposed to, everyone was supposed to like it going into it. They, you know, we knew everything about it before. Well, maybe that's not true. It's just, when something is so hyped and so talked about, again, if it was a great movie, I wouldn't dislike it because of it being hyped and talked about. I didn't like it because I didn't think it was, like, that well done of a movie. Yeah, it's, I guess that means I'm a misogynist.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you...
I can acknowledge this.
I'm glad you can see
and
it.
And I can grow.
I was just a sucker for all the silliness, like that dance number. Yeah, the We're All Ken song or whatever. Yeah. As soon as that came on, I'm like, oh, I'm in. And I didn't like the I liked the patriarchy until it wasn't all about horses. There's enough of those silly things to make me look past the 10-minute-long scene where they're just in a pink cloud of stuff with a lady who...
What, the Barbie creator?
Yeah.
Person? That, yeah, that part was really something.
That was way too long.
Yeah.
That was my... Like, that movie was so good, and then that happened, and it wasn't because of anything other than it's like, this is so long, this is 10 minutes, and it doesn't do anything.
I don't know. I just generally am not a fan of things that take themselves seriously.
Yeah.
That movie was self-important.
I mean,
and it's
so
about
important.
Barbie.
Yeah. The most important toy to ever exist. Besides a Bop It. Twist it. Smack it. Spin it.
Are you talking about Bop It or Barbie?
I was talking about Bop It.
I know.
But now that I think about it, all the actions in Bop It can be equally transferred into
all I'm getting
basic interactions with women.
All I'm okay. Here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
if we want equality, it can't involve a discrimination. You know, when people say we're not free until we're all free, well, that has to include everybody, including criminals, including, you know, people who have wronged others, including people who don't have any money, including people who have tons of money. We need to say, if we're all free, Donald Trump needs to be free of his need for a Nobel Prize, which wasn't real.
I mean, he had it. I'm sure if you look in his little wardrobe there, you'll find a Nobel Peace Prize. I'm pretty sure he's going to win the women's Wimbledon soon. I believe that criminals, as soon as you break the law, there should be a switch, and it's just you turn off. All of them. All of them. Don't commit crimes. Committing crimes is so unnatural. Murdering people makes no sense. If we have equality, there would be no need.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There'd be no need for crime. So then, yeah, that's therefore, what I'm saying. If somebody does commit a crime and we're all equal, then they just disappear. They just get yeeted out.
Yeah, but if we do that, that's creating really bad mojo, and then it's just going to create more bad mojo, and it's just going to make people commit more crimes.
Would it?
Yep.
So more people would just then
because if
then it would deal with the population crisis, like, that'll happen if
because it's
we're
like,
all equal.
It's like saying it's like
the more people who leave the pool, the genetic pool, or the pool of this equality.
And this goes back to Facebook arguments. Am I going to change your mind by saying you're wrong? You're an idiot.
No, because we both know that I'm just progressive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think capital punishment should be for all crimes.
What about my friend that stole some of my video games because he was addicted to drugs? Should he be thrown off a bridge?
He's
my friend. I forgave him.
He committed a crime?
I mean, I didn't press charges, but technically, yes, he stole my video games.
Okay, well, if it went to a court of law, it should just be like, boom. And it's not like, did you do it? And take out all the reasonings. And if they did it, and then
did
everyone
smoke marijuana before it was legal?
Yeah.
You should be throwing it off a bridge.
You're talking to the wrong guy. I've thought that for years.
What's that?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Oh, okay. I've been wanting to die.
I think
so. It all comes back to you wanting to die.
If it got to the point where crime would equal instant kills, I would just commit crime just to get to the end.
You know, you can go to Sweden and they got those death boxes.
I should invest. I should go to Sweden. But then you have to get a flight.
I have a friend who's saving up for one.
Yeah?
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, if it ever gets too hard. Which it is.
No, I mean, but seriously, what I'm getting at, though, is like, so, equality is important. But, like, if equality involves if equality involves, like, now I'm the person that's holding someone back,
yeah,
then that's not equality.
No.
And we're not learning anything.
No, but equality is never the goal.
Well, what's the goal? Just power?
Yeah. Okay. The transfer of power.
Well, that's really sad.
That's all anyone wants.
Well, that's the thing. This is what I'm talking about. We have to get out of that. The only time we're out of that is when you're listening to the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where
Chris
and Micah
live. Do their thing and live.
Because
we live on radio.
Neither of us like each other. And
no, we love each
other.
It's
equal.
It's equal dislike and love.
Love.
Dislike love.
Love, love, love.
Love, 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 love. Like a love.
Magic when we played. The riverboat was rocking in the rain. night was the time for the raid. Oh, Isabella, proud Isabella, they tore you down and plowed you under. You're only real with your makeup on. How could I see you and stay too long? All along the Navajo Trail, burnout stubbed their toes on garbage trails. Waitresses are crying in the rain. Will a boyfriend pass this way again? Mother Goose, she's on the skids. She ain't happy, neither are the kids. She needs someone that she can scream at. And I'm such a heel for making her feel so bad. I guess I'll call it sickness gone. It's hard to say the meaning of this song. An ambulance can only go so fast. It's easy to get buried in the past. Try to make a good thing last. Today in the entertainment section, there's room at the top for private detection. To mom and dad, this just doesn't matter, but it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scene. Thank you. GTO, keeping Jive alive. And out on the corner, it's 5:30, but the subways are empty, and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market. And I still can hear him say, you're all just pissing in the wind. You don't know it, but you are. And there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind. Never knew a man could tell so many lies. He had a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
Circus.
Yeah. That was my attempt at making an elephant noise, and then I definitely pulled back on it and was like, this is not an elephant noise.
No, the thing is, like, I talk about this stuff and I haven't fully formulated my thoughts on all of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably still wrapped up in some of my own insecurities, mm-hmm. but I really do think that, I just think everybody's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. And maybe when I say that, there's a tinge of arrogance about it.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that thinks everybody's great.
I think everyone's fantastic.
People are always coming up to me and like religious people are always like, oh, Micah, you know about Micah? Like the book?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I was named after a jazz musician, yo. Did you ever read that one?
Micah?
The Prophet?
Yeah, I've read it.
Like, is he pretty cool or something?
Probably not. It's been a while. He's no Ezekiel.
Well, what was Ezekiel's deal?
Just madness.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man.
Well, they were all drinking lead water.
Yeah.
Like, they had lead pipes.
They're all smoking, or they're all on
lead cock rings.
True. But they were all on opium.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of them.
Everybody was high and drunk back then.
Yeah, they found an old temple, and you know what was inside of it?
Opium pipes?
Well, no, it's just giant weed plants.
Oh, yeah, the anointing oil.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to, like, a cool hippie university guy that's, like, talking about the Bible and anointing oil?
Yeah.
That was you once, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Talking about Jesus and his disciples getting lit up.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah.
That was you once.
Don't remind me. But, yeah, I would have been one of those guys talking about it, being like, meh. And then I realized that the putting on of hands is just Reiki.
Yeah. Just that worked for me one
Reiki
time.
Reiki and massage.
A friend of mine did that and my arm lifted up.
Nice. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Reiki until it's... okay, now's the part of the Reiki ceremony where I have to actually touch you.
Then it's massage or essay. Depending on who you're dealing with. And sometimes a Reiki will turn into massage. That'll turn into much worse.
And I mean, I was just going to kind of leave that hanging. Yeah,
but I cannot let a... I cannot let any participle stand. I got to knock that joke out. Essay.
You could write an essay about it.
I can write an essay. Reiki. And what when it turns into touching. Full physical Reiki.
Did you ever get Reiki?
Yeah. I don't think it did anything.
Does it do anything?
I don't know. I think
it's like an energy sphere.
I mean, I have the same skepticism with people who think that that Reiki is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it... So, while people were trying to give me Reiki, I probably wasn't particularly...
keen on it?
Open to it, yeah. Or believing. So it's just like... I think it's like, you know, you have to sort of believe it in order to feel anything like it. Because they're trying to move your energy around, and if my energy is just like, oh my god, this is annoying, I'm only doing this because she's pretty, and she was, then you're not going to get the most out of it, and then eventually you're going to ruin that relationship and be very sad for
a while. That happened to me, except my arm did like move.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it felt like there was something happening.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It was only recently that I realized that if people give you, like, really hard massages, it feels really good.
Oh, yeah.
I never understood it whenever people were like, oh, massage me harder. And I'm like, oh, okay, am I really weak? And it's like, no, they just want it to hurt a lot.
And it's so amazing.
I know, I recently found that out. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, that took me a long time to realize that. So now I just go for pain whenever I...
Oh, yeah.
I have, like, one of those massage gun things, and I just put it to 20 and just dig it right in now. And it feels wonderful-ish.
That's awesome.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone eat muesli anymore?
Muesli?
What is that again?
Isn't it just like...
I don't know why I thought of that.
Isn't it just porridge?
Maybe.
Isn't porridge just... Or oatmeal, I guess? Since we don't use the word porridge anymore because it's against bears.
Is it?
Clearly. Because of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, we can't say the word porridge anymore. Because we just think about those bears and their... interspecies relationship with that young girl.
This is the thing, though. Most people aren't very sensible.
Yeah.
So, like, if you start telling people they can't say porridge, they're going to start throwing around racial slurs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, let people say porridge.
But it's offensive to the poor. Mm. Or to the financially... disabled.
Thank you. Yes, that's how you're supposed to say it. I appreciate that you were sensitive to somebody like myself.
Yeah.
Because it really made all the difference. It
did you feel heard?
I felt seen and I felt heard. And you know, I'm gonna look in my bank account later, and I'll be less sad because you used the right word.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be able to buy any Christmas presents for my nephew.
Because you have like 10 months to figure that out.
I don't even have a nephew. But if I did, I wouldn't be able to buy him anything because I'm financially disabled.
It looks like your sister has about 1 month to figure that out for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Let's go, ladies. Do you get pregnant? Mr. and Mrs. Micah want grandchildren.
That's not how it works.
No.
Are you my son?
I wish.
Holy crap.
You'd have been a wonderful father.
It's too late now.
It's too late.
I think there's nothing else for us to say
here. I think we did it.
Okay, we're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We love you all.
Love you.
All the
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9.